If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Lindsay is on the phone and she wants to call the quiet caterer who stole her heart with a side of ranch. She met this dude while she was at an event. He was a caterer walking around with a plate of coconut shrimp. They struck up a conversation. She got his phone number and invited him to a dinner party with her friends. Now she thinks that her friends might have scared him off because she has some of those friends who are like, "You touch my friend, you're going to have to battle with me in the alleyway outside after, so you stay away." Those kind of friends. Yeah. So that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back. We're about to get him on the phone and find out why love is served up cold right now. Lindsay?
My friends definitely don't sound like that.
Oh, they don't? It's so weird.
Yeah, they aren't like angry rednecks.
Oh, okay. I have your friends painted completely wrong. I don't know why.
Yeah. I will say it is kind of a ballsy move to invite a guy to a party with all your friends as a first date.
I didn't think of it that way. I thought it was like a low-key kind of first date, but now looking back, maybe you're right.
Maybe not, because you never know. Your friends could be like, "Hey, if you touch my friend, I'm going to cut you." Did that sound more like your friends?
No.
Damn it.
No.
All right, I'm still trying. I'll nail them at some point. You ready to give them a call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Kevin, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Like the radio show?
Yeah, exactly like it. Mm-hmm. It is it, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like listen. I'm sort of just aware that you're there.
That's what I prefer.
Okay, so
I prefer people who just kind of know we exist, yeah, but don't actually know the show.
I take back my compliment.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, seeing as you don't listen a lot, or maybe have never listened before in your life, do you know what a second date update is?
No, not really.
Okay, well, it's a segment we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back afterwards, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So somebody emailed us about you.
Oh, who?
Her name is Lindsay. You served her some coconut shrimp and then just sort of disappeared on her.
I don't know if I'd characterize it that way, but yeah, I kind of know her.
Okay.
That was kind of a happy laugh.
What's that?
I mean, you sound positive about Lindsay.
Oh, no, I didn't think that she was that into me, given how we last interacted.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we met at this party that I was working, right? And we were friendly and chatty, and I thought, you know, there's the possibility that something will happen. And then, you know, she invited me to this party at her house, which I thought was a good sign.
Uh-huh.
And she said it was like a, not like a full dinner party, but there's going to be some food and friends, but it didn't really turn out that way.
Really?
She told us the opposite. She said that she thought you had a good time and was concerned that maybe one of her friends like scared you off.
Oh, no, I had no problem with her friends. It was the way she ran the thing that sort of ticked me off.
What'd she do?
Yeah, she actually made you mad?
Well, a little bit. She asked if I would, like, go by the grocery store and pick up a couple of things on my way over, which, you know, is fine, I suppose, if it's a potluck kind of thing. So I go to the grocery store, I get to her house, and she and a friend are still, like, decorating and putting the place together, and she shows me to the kitchen and says, "All right, you know, sort of get started. I'll, you know, be in and, you know, check on you."
What? Wait a minute. She made it sound like she invited you over early so that you guys could have some one-on-one time before the party.
Yeah.
Not so that you could do her work.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of one-on-one time aside from her coming in and, like, tasting the things that I was trying and making suggestions on how to fix it, like, you know, a little more red pepper, a little less salt, things like that.
So it was one-on-one time with you and a stove making food for her friends.
For the most part, yeah.
And then she criticized what you were making?
A little bit.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So, did you ask her about that? Did you go, "Hey, maybe you want to join me in here and help me cook"?
I didn't get that far because then people, you know, like the rest of the guests started showing up, and they all brought like pre-made stuff. So, well, I'm the only one in the kitchen making the hot stuff. And, you know, as soon as it's ready, like, you know, I finish a plate of tomato caprese or whatever. Like, they come in and hustle the plate out of the room to the party, and I'm left there with empty counters and more things on the stove. So
I felt like I was
working the party. I wasn't participating in it.
I mean, did at any point did you just think, like, I must have misunderstood what she wanted from me, and she actually is going to pay me for this?
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of, given that we met at a catering event. She must have thought that, you know, that's what I do, you know?
Did she pay you for your services?
No, yeah, that's
exactly.
The thing.
Yeah.
She didn't even, like, reimburse me or anything for the groceries she asked me to pick up on the way over.
Really? She didn't even reimburse you? All right, well.
Yeah, I went to a party and worked it.
And
ended up losing money on it.
Right. Well, I think we need to be bill collectors here and try to get your money at least, Kevin, because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Lindsay's listening. Lindsay, you there?
Yeah, hi. I'm here.
Oh, Lindsay, you dog.
Okay, well, what's happening right now?
I'm really sorry, Kevin. I did not mean to give you the impression that I hired you to cook for my party.
It's kind of hard for me to draw another conclusion, given that what I did that night was cook for your party.
Well, I think the key there is hired, because that means she would have paid you for
it.
So,
okay, here's the thing. Like, I totally, I think I bit off more than I could chew, and I didn't realize how long the decorations were going to take me, and so I thought that we were going to have one-on-one time more so. And I didn't mean to criticize your cooking. It was partially joking. I kind of have a sarcastic, mean sense of humor sometimes.
So sometimes you're mean to the help? That's not a very good quality, Lindsay.
That's not nice. Guys, okay, I'm really trying to... I feel really bad about this, Kevin, because that's not what I intended at all. I really wanted to spend time with you, and I thought that at a certain point that you were staying in the kitchen because you were uncomfortable socializing with my friends.
What?
That's why I kept coming back in to just, like, run things by you, because I was trying to connect with you, but I thought that you wanted to be in there.
What?
Okay, is that why that one time you came in and tossed me an apron and said, here, don't get anything on yourself? Is that what that was for? That's a bit of connection?
I just figured, like, you're a caterer. You love cooking. I didn't want to take you away from something that you love doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I do for work. When you invited me to a party, I was hoping that I would be at a party and not another job on my off day.
Right?
Okay, well, Kevin, it's not completely my fault, because I didn't think that it would take you as long as it did to make all those dishes. Like, if I had known that, then I probably would have only had you make one or two.
Oh, come on.
Lindsay, do you hear what you're saying right now?
I do. I don't think I'm in the wrong.
Okay, so first off, you plan a dinner party poorly. You don't have all the ingredients for all the dishes you want, so you have me pick them up. Then I cook them too slowly for your plans, and somehow this is my fault?
Yeah, Kevin, you're a jerk.
That's the same recap that I'm hearing, Kevin.
Okay, no matter what happens, Kevin, I'm sorry, and I really do like you, and if you will have me, I would really love if we just did a regular one-on-one date and just forget the whole party.
Okay. Oh. Kevin, would you like to go out with Lindsay again on a second date? We will pay for it. We'll buy the ingredients. You can make the food. One more time. Would you go out with her again?
I'm not really feeling it. You know, it was just a little too weird. I don't think we know enough about what's going on.
Oh. Okay, Kevin, I totally understand. But if I did have a party again, would you be able to come work and I would actually hire you?
Oh my God.
What do you think about that, Kevin?
If you're willing to pay in advance, slum game.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'd name a high price, Kevin, if I were you.
Not a successful date that you guys got out of it, but Kevin, at least you got a job opportunity.
Yeah,
and Lindsay, your next dinner party is going to be delicious.
Kevin, I'm really happy that that's behind us, and I'm looking forward to paying you a solid wage.
You know what? That's better than a date, I think. I've always wanted a woman to say to me that they'd pay me a solid wage.